Prosecutor in Copenhagen Tax Office Bombing Case Labels Incident Terrorism. By Chris Tomlinson on June 30, 2020. A Danish prosecutor has called for terrorism legislation to be invoked in the case of two Swedish nationals on trial for the bombing of a Copenhagen tax office. Prosecutor Andreas Christensen presented evidence on Monday during the start of the trial against the two Swedish nationals that revealed they were both in Copenhagen at the time of the bombing on August 6, 2019. Mobile phone data showed that the pair, who are from Skåne in southern Sweden, returned to their country just half an hour after the bombing took place. Christensen went on to add that the bombing attack should be covered under Denmark's terrorism legislation, Swedish broadcaster SVT reports. Our view is that the bomb blast is covered by a convention from 1997 called the Convention for Combating Terror Bombings, Mr. Christensen said. The two men suspected of having carried out the bombing, who are each 23 and 24 years old, admitted that they had been in Copenhagen at the time of the incident and parked their vehicle near the tax office, but denied they were responsible for the attack. Prosecutor Christensen, meanwhile, alleged that the two men had been traveling in a van that contained the bomb used in the incident. Christensen went on to add that it was entirely possible more people had been involved in the bombing, but no one has so far been indicted. A verdict in the case is expected by July 7. The Copenhagen bombing heavily damaged the tax office in Österbro, but there were no injuries. It came after neighboring Sweden had seen a wave of bombing attacks, largely linked to criminal gangs. A report released earlier this year revealed that while Sweden had seen over 250 bombings in 2019 alone, only 7 people had been arrested and taken to trial in connection with explosive incidents. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.